In this bulletin, the federal government details its plan to ease congestion in Australian capital cities, and New Zealand begins burying the victims of the Christchurch attack. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The federal government has detailed its plan to ease congestion in Australia's capital cities. The permanent migration cap will come down from 190,000 places per year to 160,000 places per year for the next 4 years. Despite a ceiling of 190,000 places last year, only 162,000 were filled. There will also be two new regional visas for skilled workers, which will make up 23,000 of those places, and have to live and work in regional areas for 3 years before they can apply for permanent residency. Immigration Minister David Coleman says different parts of Australia have different immigration needs.
A one-size-fits-all approach isn't appropriate, because the immigration needs in Sydney and Melbourne are very different to the needs in South Australia or in Tasmania or in so many other parts of Australia where there is a real need for additional people to fill unmet demand for skilled jobs.
Labor leader Bill Shorten says his party will stick to the new permanent migration cap over the next 4 years if elected. He says Labor will also look to establish its own incentives to keep people in regional areas, but admits it won't be easy. Meanwhile, the federal government says it will use high-speed rail to spread new migrants around the country more evenly. The Australian newspaper reports there will be money set aside for the so-called fast rail in next month's federal budget. Urban Infrastructure Minister Alan Tudge has told Sky News high-speed rail is a useful tool to cut down travel time between larger centres and some of the smaller centres where the government wants more migrants to settle.
We'll have more to say about this before the election, but fast rail will be part of our population policy, and it can have a real impact in terms of linking up your capital cities with some of your orbital regional cities.
1 month before Anzac Day, Australia is reviewing its travel advice for Turkey after controversial comments by the Turkish president. Speaking in Turkey after the terrorist attack in Christchurch, Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Australians with anti-Muslim views would be sent home in coffins like their grandfathers, referring to the World War I battle at Gallipoli. Prime Minister Scott Morrison labelled the comments offensive and reckless and has met with Turkey's ambassador to Australia, Korhan Karakoç. Mr. Morrison says Mr. Erdogan's comments also mischaracterise Australia and New Zealand's response to what happened in Christchurch.
I do not accept the excuses that have been offered for those comments. I believe the comments also completely misrepresent the very strong position taken by the Australian and New Zealand governments in our response to the extremist attack in New Zealand that was committed by an Australian, but in no way, shape or form could possibly be taken to represent the actions or any policy or view of the Australian people.
Labor leader Bill Shorten has termed Mr. Erdogan's comments foolish. The first burials of the 50 victims murdered in the Christchurch terror attacks last week are now taking place. It comes as authorities in New Zealand defend the pace of their work processing bodies. It's a particularly sensitive issue since the vast majority, if not all, victims of the attack were Muslim, and Islamic tradition requires swift burial of the dead. This can't be done until the bodies are released to the families of the deceased, which can't be done until the bodies are formally identified after an autopsy. New Zealand Police Chief Commissioner Mike Bush says the majority of bodies will have been formally identified by the end of today. Mr. Bush says authorities are doing their best for the families of the dead.
If we get that wrong, that is unforgivable. So we're focused on getting that right. We must prove for prosecution the cause of death to the satisfaction of the coroner, to the judge. You cannot convict for murder without that cause of death.
Let's take a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, a possible afternoon shower or storm, 32, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 30, partly cloudy in Melbourne, 25 in Hobart, cloudy and 25. Much the same for Canberra and 27. A few showers for Wollongong, 24 degrees. In Sydney, a shower or two and 26. In Newcastle, similar conditions, 27. In Brisbane, a shower or two with a possible storm, 31. Rain at times for Cairns and 28. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, a top of 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.